This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part four of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
And I guarantee you, you can get a spiritual person and a carnal person, and they can stand right next to each other, look at the same thing, and see it differently. Because you see from your perception. Doesn't it make sense? You perceive from your viewpoint, from your position. You see everything from your position in Christ. But I'm not saying you see everything from your position in Christ. I'm saying you see everything from your position in Christ. One man knows his full position in Christ. There's nothing that can cause me to have a difficult day. I have to choose that. I have to cooperate with Satan. That's the position I stand from. I don't see challenges the way you see challenges. I see them as, look at the pretty lights. The devil's busy again. Oh, a few years ago, he'd have got me. I'm not going for it now. Somebody else would be like, what are we going to do? You know, I was serving God and doing everything. And now they're talking about doing money. And they're going to lay me off. What am I going to do? And the other one's looking like, this too shall pass. You see everything from your position in Christ, but you have total control of where you're positioned in Christ at. By how much word you have command of, not have heard and forgotten. Like one minister said, people in America have forgotten more word than most people in the world will ever get to hear. But how much of it do you possess? The Lord told me, you only possess the word of God that you can command without notes, scriptures, or tapes, or anything else. Just you have it with you. You've already hidden in your heart that you might not sin. Whatever's in your notes, that doesn't necessarily mean it's in your heart. Whatever you got to go look up in the day of temptation, test, and trial, you don't have. You don't command. And remember, the Bible promises the Holy Spirit will bring the word of God in the day of testing, temptation. He will bring it to your remembrance. But if you haven't taken the time to remember it the first time, to make it a member of you, to put it in your heart, it ain't no read to member. Do you understand that? Re means to do again. Ain't no member to, it's never been made a member of you. You're not putting it there. You're not keeping it there. I keep his word before my eyes, or I keep his word in my heart, or I keep his word constantly before me. That's what you got to do. Live in the word. You got to keep it there. You can't visit it on Sunday and Wednesday. You have to keep it there. The word is in charge of your life at all times. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. David recognized and valued the presence of God. Look at Psalm 16. Psalm 16:10 says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Are there times in your life where you feel like your soul is in hell? Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotion. So we're talking about mentally you feel oppressed and pressed on. Emotionally you feel distraught and fearful and fretful or whatever, or just hurting emotionally. And then the will, just like I don't want to get to word today. I just don't. Yeah, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay, now David was saying, therefore my heart is, verse 10, it says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. You know, if God was going to do that for David, he'd do it for you.
Yeah.
If you have a difficult day where you missed it and you're in a real legitimate difficult time and you're just confused and your soul is oppressed, God will not leave your soul in hell if you do your part. For thou would not leave my soul in hell, neither would thou suffer thine Holy Spirit to see corruption. For thou will show me the path of life. In the midst of when you're in, as it were, in death, in the throes of death, and we're not talking about physical death, we're talking about emotional and mental and just those bad days, we're just like, I don't know if I can go on another day, I feel like I'm losing my mind. God would not leave you in that hell. Thou will show me the path of life. God will show you with every temptation, test, and trial, the Lord provides an escape. He will show you the path out. The way to life, whether it's somebody saying it to you and you receive it, or whether the Holy Spirit brings it to you, remembers you receive it, or you glimpse something on TV and you see it, God would not leave you there. But with every escape, you got to take it. If you don't take it, you will be left in that hell. Thou wilt show me the path of life. in thy what? In the presence of God is what? At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. In the presence of God, there's a fullness of joy. Now, David is the same one who wrote this one that said, Lord, I understand your presence and I value that presence. Don't take the presence away from me, God. I need the presence. Why? David's saying, essentially, he's saying, Lord, your presence is my joy. And your joy is my strength to overcome this soul hell. I need your presence with me, God. I need to sense. Now, David prayed for us, and God answered and said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And I value that presence. Don't take the presence away from me, God. I need the presence. Why? David's saying, essentially, he's saying, Lord, your presence is my joy. And your joy is my strength to overcome this soul hell. I need your presence with me, God. I need to sense. Now, David prayed for us, and God answered and said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. So thank God in the New Testament, he's with us always. He set up his abode. He lives on the inside of us, and all David could do was ask for it. Lord, please don't take it away. Lord, please be near me. Lord, please be around me. God's presence was in the Ark of the Covenant and in that room of the Holy of Holies. When you walked away from there, you weren't in the presence of God. But they long for the presence of God. Maybe there'd be a visitation of the anointing or things like that, and they have a sense. Or as they approach the temple, they might have a sense of coming into the presence of God or something like that. But we walk around with the presence of God in us when we live right and when we do right. God is present with Christians who keep his word. And we must recognize this. Look at Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20 reads, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. Now, that's in red in my Bible. Now, is Jesus present? Is God present? We know physically he's at the right hand of God, but the Spirit, his Spirit, the Holy Spirit is present with every believer that lives and does right. And he's with you unto the ends of this earth. God is always present, but do you recognize his presence? I mean, literally, you're in the middle of a battle with a giant in your life, and you're standing there with an Uzi, but you don't recognize you got an Uzi. Somebody's attacking you, and you know in your strength they can take you over, but you don't realize you got a bazooka to deal with them right here on your side. You don't realize the God of the universe is right there with you in the midst of your trial. You just think you're going through it all by yourself. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody sees me. And you don't realize the God of the universe is right there saying, what about me? I'm here. Call on me. That's what happens when we have little faith in God and big faith in the problem and the devil. You don't understand. I'm going under this time. I can't make it. I'm gonna lose my mind. I just can't take it. We act like God has forsaken us. We act like he's not with us. Now, the thing is, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to rule over your life. If you don't recognize him and acknowledge him in your ways, he'll sit right there and just let you go through it. He'd be there. And after it's all over with, you say, oh, Lord, help me. He'll say, why didn't you call on me? What took you so long? It's not my will. You had to go through that alone. But you refuse to recognize my presence. If you don't want to lose next year or this week, if you didn't do so well last week, you better recognize all the weapons of warfare that you have. And one of them is the presence of God. The presence of God is a weapon towards the devil. People don't recognize that. But you being conscious of the presence of God, what does it do, man? It looked like it's just me against them. It's just me against them. But like I said, that prophet and his servant, that prophet said, Lord, open his eyes. He opened his eyes and he saw tens of thousands of angels ready to do battle on their behalf. And he said, whoa, lo, there is more to be with us than be with them. But the guy didn't see that. Why? He didn't recognize it. And he didn't have faith God would take care of him. I think the prophet was able to see it because the prophet had faith that they were there even if he didn't see it. And I believe the prophet may not have seen it. He might just have faith they were there and said, this man walks by sight, not by faith. Lord, give him something to see. I don't need nothing to see. I already know we win. That's the person with the stronger faith, the one who does not need to see to believe. I know God is always with me in everything that we do. And as long as I stay with him, we will win. Because there's no failure in him. And if I'm in him, there's no failure in me. So you don't have to fear failure. You walk head saying, I know I win. Come on. I always win. And you go on through life saying, when it's against the devil, not against flesh and blood, but when it's against the devil, I always win as long as I stay in faith, because you always win against a defeated foe when you maintain his defeat. You have got to start feeling defeated yourself. I can't make it. I got to give up. I can't make it. I got to quit. You sound like you're full of faith, don't you? No, you're already quitting. And I'll tell you something that ain't in the scripture. Quitters never win. But it's a principle in the Bible. I guarantee you, a quitter has never won, ever, one time. Well, you know, this guy here crossed the finish line first, but he quit back two lengths ago. He's the winner. A quitter has never, ever, ever, ever won. Once you quit, it is sure that you won't win. Long as you keep going, you have a possibility to win. And if you keep going in God, you definitely will win because Satan's already defeated.
Amen.
I tell you, I love it with the trial case when we do the communion and we teach the trial. And I first heard Tony Cook teach along those lines. And there's a trial and you got, and Satan's there. And he's a prosecuting attorney. And he's bringing up all your sins, bringing all that up. And Jesus is a defense attorney. And he's pleading your case and it's going on. And it's looking bad for, yeah, they slept around. Yeah, they lied. Yeah, they evil. They get wicked. They do this. They did all. Yeah, they did. And you're like, dang, it's looking bad for me. Jesus is looking bad for me. And he just going on and he makes his whole case and he said the prosecution rest. He just laid it on you. You like, and you can't lie. You did all that. Did all of it. He told the truth. I can't even say lying. I did all that, God. And Jesus said, don't worry about it. We got it covered. And he said, but Jesus, I did all that. I didn't do much good. I'm saved. I do. He said, you know what? You ain't got to worry about it because the judge is my father. So it don't matter what he say. This thing's in the bag. And the judge is the father. It doesn't matter what Satan throws up. When you got the family connection, you all know about nepotism, don't you? If Jesus is my defense attorney and God is his father, it doesn't matter what the prosecution brings up.
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 4.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community organizations.